We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So Russia, Lee, has apparently, as you know, issued an arrest warrant for Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a tough decision there. So I didn't know what to do. I put a poll up on my Twitter. Here it is. I'll tell you where we are in the results. Russia just issued an arrest warrant for Lindsey Graham. Tough decision. Do we, A, turn Graham over, or B, keep him? Okay, well, right now, Lee, 93.9% of you would like to turn him over. Some of you are asking, where do we dump him? Where can we let him off? And 6.1% of you would like to keep him. If you want to vote in the poll, it is on my Twitter feed right now. By the way, several of you wrote another option. Many of you wanting to trade him for that Marine that is in prison there.
Yeah, Waylon.
Yeah, so I didn't think of that, or I would have included it. It's a much better option. We could, like, trade him. You know what I mean? They can have him. Well, whatever the case. So he was in Ukraine, and he was saying Russians are dying, and this is the best money we've ever spent or printed. Well, but
what the AP is reporting is that he made those two comments. However, mm-hmm. they were not made together, but there was a video that was edited by Volodymyr Zelensky, the president. Yeah. Of Ukraine's staff, they put those together.
Yes.
And that's what angered the Russians and brought this along.
Yeah. Although, even without the editing, I think it wouldn't have pleased them. But whatever the case, speaking of Volodymyr Zelensky, we are told that we have to save Ukraine because it's the best democracy, like, ever. And we need to save democracy in Europe or else or something. And so that necessitates printing hundreds of billions of dollars or something. Even though we used to be told that Ukraine was one of the most corrupt places on earth, and it still is, we're now pretending that is not the case and that Ukraine is this great democracy. Meanwhile, there's a guy by the name of Gonzalo Lira who is a U.S. citizen. And Gonzalo Lira made the mistake of living in this great democracy that is Ukraine. Don't, by the way, try going to church there. It won't work out well for you. And in this great democracy, you can see why the Democrats admire this supposed great democracy. All media outlets were shut down, and what was left was consolidated into state-owned media. So in my book, that's authoritarianism, but the Democrats think it's the coolest. Then they started shutting down churches. It's because Volodymyr Zelensky is a thug. I mean, he just is. He's never been anything but a thug. This is a battle of two thugs, and we ought to stay the heck out of it, in my opinion. But whatever. So Gonzalo Lira, remember the whole deal about Brittany Griner and how terrible it was, and we can't just pick her up. Well, didn't she actually have that marijuana stuff, though, that's illegal in Russia? Well, she did. So she actually did what the Russians accused her of. Mm-hmm. Well, what did Gonzalo Lira do in Ukraine? He spoke out against Zelensky and his thuggery. Oh, well, he's facing what? Yeah, 13 years in prison. He's been arrested. He just, can you imagine what it's like to disappear into Ukrainian prison?
Yeah, that cannot be a pleasant experience.
Oh, I'm sure he's being tortured and beaten. I have no doubt about it. A guy who would shut down churches that have been around since, the hundreds, and shut down all media except for state media. And now Zelensky is arresting people for criticizing him. And this is the great democracy we're printing money to defend? Well, I'm sorry. Didn't we all go nuts with this huge love-in campaign to free Brittany Griner after she screwed up with marijuana products she knew she wasn't allowed to have there? Mm-hmm. All right. Where's the campaign for Gonzalo Lira's freedom from this great democracy? When will that begin? Stone cold silence. So, a reporter asked the State Department that question.
Uh-oh.
Okay? Again,
how'd that go?
Not so good. Listen to this.
A U.S. citizen who was residing in Ukraine has been arrested, and the he was a California-born man. He was, in the past, like a Business Insider contributor, and he had a YouTube channel. He was an outspoken critic of Zelensky's regime. The Ukrainian SBU released a press release saying he was arrested for justifying Putin's invasion. So ultimately, it added up to speech. And I spoke with Congressman Ted Lieu, Democrat, and he said he urges the State Department to engage its authorities to, work out some sort of negotiation to get him released. So are you guys aware of this? How do we feel about our allies, detaining U.S. citizens for speech abroad?
So I will say in general that we're aware of the report. We obviously support the exercise of freedom of speech anywhere in the world, and I'll leave it at that.
So you guys aren't working to get him released?
I'm going to leave my comments where I just left them.
Well, at least the local Democrat congressman didn't have the proper response.
Oh, what was
given
that?
I think you said, though, that or it was said that the Democrat local congressman had actually responded to that situation and said, yeah, they're calling on the U.S. government to get him released.
Oh, yeah. I think that was a reporter that was there. But, okay. But yeah, no, I actually didn't follow that. But that's good. But, I mean, if we're going to go gung-ho for Brittany Griner, then, I mean, come on, Ukraine can't just keep somebody from speaking out. I mean, can you imagine if an American citizen, if a woke American citizen or Democrat was held by the Russians for free speech violation? We go crazy.
Well, maybe this gentleman should identify as a WNBA player.
Or come out as a lesbian?
Well, I was just going to go with a WNBA player, but, you can go where you want with that.
Well, no. It's right. Speaking of coming out as a lesbian... Before I get to that, did you see over the weekend, do you know what they are effectively selling Bud Light for now? $3.48. Because they got these big coupons, $3.48. And at this point, they're just trying to move it off the shelves. It's such a disaster, right? So I guess Dylan Mulvaney thought he would help.
Yeah.
Is this guy's 15 minutes ever going to be over, Lee?
No, please.
Ever?
No.
Ever? I can't take anymore.
Yeah.
So I guess he thought he would help. I don't know if this is can help, but just so that you know, Dylan Mulvaney has come out as a lesbian. Now, I got to tell you, this is causing me all kinds of confusion. I'm very confused. I was told that you were born this way and we have to accept it. Whatever way it is, you're born that way, right? Right. Whatever we're talking about now. So, and whatever thing the left invents this way that you are, this week that you are, then you're born that way. So everybody's got to accept. Okay. So Dylan Mulvaney, you got to keep this straight. Only a broadcast professional could keep all this straight, okay? Lives as a gay man for 10 years, then comes out as non-binary, then says, no, wait, I'm trans. Then comes out and says, I'm transing not to be a woman. He originally trans to womanhood, but then he is transitioning to girlhood. He thinks he can be a 12 to 13-year-old girl. Okay. Do you follow that?
Sort of.
I thought you were born this way, but apparently no. It changes every 6 months. Now he says he's a lesbian. How is that possible? Take a listen. I'll let him explain in his own defense.
So I recently told my parents that I may be a little bit romantically interested in women. And that was a big shock for them, considering the past 10 years of coming out as gay, then queer, then non-binary, then trans. And I think it was just a bit of a shock. So I tell my dad and he goes, well, I would love to see you get a woman pregnant. And I said, oh, no. She would be getting me. So I recently.
I cut that last part off. Sorry. She would be getting me pregnant.
What?
I'm sorry, I don't understand. How you go from gay to...
Something about the biology doesn't add up there.
I don't know. Maybe Dylan Mulvaney thought this would help Bud Light? I mean, men used to like Bud Light. Men like women. I don't know, but... I don't know. So anyway, that's your Dylan Mulvaney update. So ladies out there like to date Dylan Mulvaney.
Glad we got that out of the way.
By the way... Dylan Mulvaney says he has yet to be kissed in his, her, their, what, I give up. I don't know. Current state of existence. So apparently this transition has not helped the dating life of Dylan Mulvaney, but Dylan Mulvaney is now in the market for women. I just do the news, Lee.
Yeah.
I what I do. I do the news. I just don't know what to do anymore. Oh, this country. Okay. If your child has a computer or other device, rip that sucker out of the wall. Like, just rip it out. Stomp on it and throw it in the trash. This you just can't exist.
Or
in
just
world.
Change the Wi-Fi
just
password.
Change the Wi-Fi. Oh, even better. Change the Wi-Fi password. Oh, my God. And whatever you do, don't let them shop at Target. Do not take the child into Target. Or Kohl's now, apparently. Jeez. I don't think this is going to help Bud Light, though. I don't. It's just me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Look, folks, the details of this debt ceiling situation are so shocking that you almost can't wrap your mind around them. Understand what just happened here. Okay, Kevin McCarthy had the House. Speaker Kevin McCarthy had the House pass this deal. Would have done several great things. Defunded the 87,000 IRS agents, who even McCarthy admits in that clip I played you earlier are going to persecute Republicans. Very much as Lois Lerner did. After all, it's her chief deputy who's doing the hiring. That's who the Biden administration has doing the hiring. These are going to be weaponized liberals to knock on your door, just like they knocked on Matt Taibbi's door. Literally as he sat testifying before Congress about how the FBI censored you in the last two elections. And McCarthy knows they're for persecution. He said it. And then all summer, this is Miranda Devine is pointing this out in the New York Post this morning, all summer, Republicans ran. They ran on eliminating the 87,000. This was part of their campaign commercials. First chance Kevin McCarthy gets, he funds it. There's no reason to do this in these debt limit negotiations. Look, here's a headline. I pulled this up from Breitbart. It's a headline from Breitbart 6 days ago. House Democrats admit that debt limit talks are a concession exercise. Why? The Republicans are winning. 60% of the country agree with us on the debt limit, the debt ceiling, in a CNN poll. So it's not like we're losing. We're in a desperate situation. We were winning. Even winning on the question of who would you blame a default on? Joe Biden. And Kevin McCarthy went, hold my beer. Hold my beer. And screwed over the entire Republican caucus. This deal is so bad, as Red State points out, it would be better if we did nothing. See, normally we just approve a debt ceiling increase and we get nothing for it. The Republicans said, hey, let's get something for it. Let's negotiate for the first time, right? We got all this stuff. It was fantastic. And Kev went, no, I'm going to go make sure the Democrats win. We had all the leverage. They had none. He gave it away over the weekend. So here's the thing. If there's a default because Kevin can't get this disaster of a package through, it's going to be our fault. His fault. But here's where it gets crazy. In addition to funding 85,200 of the IRS agents instead of 87,000, you know what the irony of this is? Do you know how Lois Lerner, remember how she was using these IRS agents? If you donated to the Tea Party, or God forbid, filed for a with the IRS for a charter to start a Tea Party, you got audited and so did your spouse. There's a guy named Andy who's one of our listeners. He listens down in Florida, but emails me a lot. He was one of those who made the mistake of donating to the Tea Party. To get out of his IRS audits as punishment for that, it cost him $100,000. That's just one guy. I know another couple. She was a speaker at something I attended. Not only was her personal business audited and torn to pieces, so was her husband's. All she did was donate money to the Tea Party. That's what we're talking about. Kevin funded it. So we can't even blame Democrats for this anymore. It's Republicans doing this. And the first thing that's going to happen is literally Kev's donors are going to get audited. And you're going to pay for that with printed money. This is, listen to Ralph Norman explain this, Representative Ralph Norman, how bad this is.
And America deserves better than this. And it's just not in it. And I don't understand why it went from a conservative bill, limit, save, and grow, which it did, to basically give it in on every point. And the biggest single thing that is so wrong about this, the $1.5 trillion that we've had in there as a limit, is basically taken off. And it's he could spend $4 trillion, he can spend $10 trillion. And he pushed it until after the elections, which is, again, it's unfathomable that this would happen.
For the first time, there's no limit. Biden do whatever he wants. Whatever he wants. And folks, there was something in there. It was part of what's called the Restrict Act. This was in what Republicans voted for. And what that would do is say the EPA cannot just decide they're going to shut down 60% of our power sources. You know how the EPA is planning at the end of 7 years to shut down all of our coal fire plants, all of them, and most of our natural gas fire plants, or 60% of our energy. They would not be able to do that. Congress would have to pass that into law. And Biden said he didn't want it. So Kev said, okay, cool. Let's just let him do whatever we want. We don't need a grid or energy or anything like that. We were winning. Okay, so once you start getting into this stuff, you start going, what the heck did they have on Kev? Would he have another affair? Like the last time? Was that in his file? Was his wife going to leave him this time? I mean, I would feel better just understanding he was blackmailed into this, because I cannot conceive of it. Why would you do this? And then, remember the Manchin deal? Democrat Joe Manchin, he's from West Virginia. They got his vote, you remember, for the Inflation Resumption Act by promising him to green light a natural gas pipeline, right? It was very valuable to West Virginia. I mean, she said, okay, I'll trade my vote for that. As soon as he traded his vote, they went, we're not green lighting that. Do you know they used the same gig on Kev? One of the few things he got was the green lighting of the same gas line they gigged Manchin with. All Kev has to do is read the news to know they said, oh, yeah, we'll green light that gas line. It's going to be great. Just like they did to Manchin. And then as soon as they get Kev's vote, bam. No, they're not green lighting anything. You're not getting a gas line. Not that it would matter. There's not going to be any gas in the line when the EPA shuts down our plants. So we could stop all this EPA stuff, all the power grab stuff, all the, hey, we can regulate how you use your land if you have a puddle on it stuff. We can shut down all our power plants stuff. We could stop it. Kev agreed to strip it out in return for nothing. Nothing. And the Democrats were willing. I mean, they were admitting they were getting their base ready. We're going to have to compromise. We're desperate. Headline, House Democrats admit the debt limit talks are a concession exercise. Kev tells no one he's going to do this. He walks over to the White House and gives it all away. I mean, it's just, there's no way. Here's James Clyburn 6 days ago, 7 days ago now, in an interview saying, hey, we're going to have to compromise on the debt ceiling. We're going to have to give Republicans at least 3 out of 5 things they want.
And if you feel that he's had to give more than he's gotten?
You know, I've said all of my life, if the distance between me and opponent on any issue are 5 steps, I don't mind taking 3 of them. That's the way I feel. I don't think you have to always meet in the middle.
Right.
So I don't mind taking 3 out of 5.
That was the Democrats a week ago. Yeah, well, preparing their base, we're going to have to compromise. What happened? Seriously, I mean, at this point, at this level of betrayal, and I mean, if you look at just Twitter right now, I mean, Kevin McCarthy is getting lit up. I mean, absolute hatred, unbridled hatred from the base, who he screwed over. I mean, look, the RNC ran commercials all summer. We're going to get rid of the 87,000 agents. And Kev's like, ha, no, we're not. What makes a man do that? God, I love to get the answer. I mean, he just humiliated and beclowned himself. What was he more afraid of than that? At this point, I'm just curious as a human being. I just want to know, what did they do to him? Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning at text line. Texter rates. Tara, great show coming in loud and clear in Edgefield, South Carolina. My thought is Kevin McCarthy has no balls or backbone. He is a wolf in sheep's clothing and has always been. See, this is what's kind of scary to me. I don't understand how you... He has beclowned himself. He will be absolutely forever hated. And I lay out the details of this deal. I mean, it's horrifying. Unlimited spending for Joe Biden. Do you know what that means? EJ and Tony does. He did a great interview with Breitbart about it over the weekend. We're going back to 7-9% inflation. We're going back. I mean, you know that $4 trillion they're telling you? Do you understand they're going to print that over 2 years? They're not going to borrow it. They'll try. But, I mean, we don't have enough borrows on earth for all this money that we're... So they're going to have to print it. We're going back to 7-9% inflation. I mean, just about guaranteed. And the Republicans did that. I mean, I don't even know how, at this point, you would even blame inflation on Biden when you run against him, whoever runs from our side. I don't know how. Do you remember after the midterms, I explained something to you? I said, look, however we got here in the midterm, and look, I even predicted, look, we're going to lose. I even said we're going to have a hard time winning the Senate because it's easy, very easy to cheat. With these ballots statewide, it is harder to cheat in the congressional races because most of these congressional districts cross a couple of different boards of election, right? What you need is one big blue boards of election to pull off a cheating scheme. And that's why it was going to be harder for us to win the Senate. But we still remember the polls showed all that momentum, right? And then guess what happened? We lost control of the Senate. We barely won the House. I told you after the midterms, what message would Washington take from that? Official Washington. Very simple. That the American people were okay with poverty. That we were okay with 7-9% inflation. By the way, that doesn't sound like a lot, but understand, you stick with 7-9% inflation over a decade, prices are going to go up as much as 50 years. In normally would in 50 years. That's what that level of inflation is like, because we usually have much lower inflation than that, usually under 2%. Those are massive numbers. And I said, look, what Washington took from that is the American people are okay with being enslaved to Congress, that our whole lives revolve around, hey, what can we do to get Congress some more money off the printing press? Has anybody stopped for even a moment to think outside right versus left here, Democrat versus Republican? I mean, when you have Kevin McCarthy, We are barreling toward the BRICS summit here. Saudi Arabia, is begging to be let into BRICS. When that happens, Saudi Arabia is not going to sell oil to anyone for dollars anymore. And the whole world's going to be looking at that dollar going, God, do I want to keep my reserves in that? Do I want to keep my savings in that? Major corporations do. Governments do. And here's Joe and Kev. Oh, unlimited printing. Up till now, we've had a debt ceiling, but, we don't need debt ceiling. Hey, just go spend, whatever you want, $4 trillion in 2 years, or, make it 10. I mean, when we started all this, we at least had a debt limit. Do you realize we've never been here before? That's how radical this is. What we used to do as Republicans is we would just automatically increase the debt ceiling. There wouldn't be any debate. We wouldn't try to get concessions. This is what's gone on for you. This is why we broke as a country. Kev went to the White House and went, I mean, what they're fighting over is how much we raise the debt ceiling. Understand that. So the Democrats want to raise it more. Republicans wanted to raise it less. Kev is on drugs. So where do we end up? Worse off than if we had never bargained or fought at all. This strips the limit. There's no limit. Do you understand what that means? I mean, this is insanity. This is just cold cocks you once you understand what has just happened here. We are, I mean, look at this red state headline, because they nail it. It would appear Kevin McCarthy somehow did worse than doing nothing at all on the debt ceiling. That is exactly what happened. It's exactly what happened. So we're talking about out of control spending. We're telling the whole world, hey, you know, about putting your reserves in those treasuries. I wouldn't do that. We're just going to print till the printing press catches fire and breaks. We're like little children. I mean, there's nothing in here that makes you feel okay about this. There's nothing at all. I mean, and you look at it. Wall Street Silver had this today. They're essentially through the end of the next election, so 2025, January 2025. It's unlimited. There's no brakes on the clown car. We've never had this before. We've never had it. I don't even know what it looks like fiscal. I guess we're just going to print till it collapses, I guess. I mean, that's pretty much what Kev decided here. And by the way, nobody even knew he'd done it till he left the White House. And now he's come back. He seems confident that the thing's going to pass. I mean, what is he doing? He's the Speaker of the Republicans. He's their leader in the House. What's he calling Democrats and whipping their votes? I mean, and here's the thing. I mean, here's where we are today. Okay, so today is the final deadline with the FBI to turn over the proof of Joe Biden's crimes that we know they have. We even know the document number of it. And the document, we're told by the whistleblower from the FBI, says that Biden traded $5 million in cash for policy decisions detrimental to America but helpful to whoever was paying him. We don't know who that is. Today's the deadline. Again. Do you realize this would be, if they don't turn it over today, the third time they haven't turned it over? And the second time was in response to a subpoena. Do you know the FBI is currently working on putting Steve Bannon in prison for not complying with a subpoena, and they are currently not complying with a subpoena? So what? The FBI looks at what Kev just did here. Oh, cool. He's going to bankrupt the country in total violation of what his Congress members, his party members who elected him want. And the FBI, you know what they take from that? Do anything. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to turn anything over. We're not turning anything over. We'll just roll over Kev too. And this is an unprecedented level of just absolute chaos. And this is, you know how they say you decide by deciding not to decide? This is deciding to go broke. This is deciding that we are just gonna print until the wheels come off. We're going to live with 7, 8, 9% inflation, maybe higher if Joe Biden wants to print more. I mean, it's whatever he wants. And we're not going to care if people can afford food. We're not going to care if single moms can feed their kids. We're not going to care. We're not going to care about anything. We're not going to care about housing prices going through the roof and people not able to afford their rent and housing. We just don't care. Everything now is enslaved to Congress. Everything is about, can Congress get another hit on the printing press? And I'm telling you, they're watching this the world over. All these investors who do not care about Democrat versus Republican, and they're like, wow. But the good news is we might still be able to stop this. You need to call your congressmember and tell them, no, we're not going to go with Kev's cray-cray. We are, do not vote for that. And let me tell you what, this is a warning to our local congressmembers. You vote for that, I'm going to let everybody know what you voted for. This is end stage stuff. We don't vote for end stage stuff. We fight. You know who the number one insurer in the state of California is? Number one. There's a reason I'm asking this. It's State Farm. Do you know that? State Farm is pulling out of the post-American territory called California, where what American norms were being destroyed. Look, here's the thing. Well, before I get to that, State Farm cited inflation in construction costs. So if they have to, you know, replace your house, they lost a ton of money doing that. Inflation of construction costs and increasing wildfires in the state. Why are there increasing wildfires in the state? Well, because in California, these lunatics decided that you can't clear the underbrush anymore on your property. Not allowed to do it. Because what's this? Not nature. And we have to be natural. Well, what does that mean? Well, people will die. And things will burn. Because there's you can either do it the human way, which is clearing the underbrush, right? Clearing all that. Or nature will take care of it with fires. That's what nature does. So we used to clear the underbrush, no problem. Well, you're not even allowed to clear the underbrush of your home on your property right up to the back of your house. So guess what happens when the fires start? It burns. And they're like, look, with the inflation there and all the expenses, it's so expensive in California to rebuild homes. We just can't afford to be there anymore. Do you know what they cited? Climate change. Yeah, they didn't want to offend the leftists there in California because they're still going to cover cars. Climate change. So just so you know, the climate change is only happening in California, but not anywhere else where State Farm still is. Makes total sense. You can see me winking on Rumble. By the way, that's rumble.com, my channel, Tara Servatius. State Farm and a general insurance company made this decision due to historic increases in construction costs, outpacing inflation, rapidly growing catastrophe exposure. God, California's one big catastrophe. And the challenging reinsurance market. Are they pulling out of anywhere else? Why, no, they're not. And this is terrible. You read about people who have lost everything in these fires. Literally, they want to clean the underbrush because, like, say the underbrush will go right up to their backyard, like it's on their property, and they're not allowed to. And then when it burns and people die, the leftists in the legislature are like, oh, climate change. Cool. Why isn't that happening anywhere else then? Why is it just, there's just climate change in California, but nowhere else? Doesn't that mean then that we can just escape climate change by moving out of California? Because everybody else is. All right. Check out the Battleground podcast. You can always get Battleground by texting keyword Battleground to the text line 71307. Have a great rest of the day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.